Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Mainly clear tonight, lows near 70. Full forecast details are coming up. A partnership has been announced by Advocate Aurora Healthcare and Foxconn Technology Group to combine the healthcare system's expertise with Foxconn's technology products. The multifaceted collaboration is based on developing technology innovations with the goal of improving patient outcomes and lowering costs for employers and individuals. The two organizations emphasized in a joint news release the importance of enhancing preventive care, constructing a smart city connectivity infrastructure, and investing in innovative physician training programs based on precision medicine. It was announced recently that Advocate Aurora would be building a new hospital and clinic in Racine County near the Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant, providing the perfect location to pilot value-added opportunities for consumers, according to Jim Skogsberg, CEO of Advocate Aurora Health. Judge Lisa Neubauer, the chief judge of the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, has announced her candidacy for state Supreme Court. Neubauer becomes the first official candidate for the position, being vacated by Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who announced her retirement earlier this year. Judge Neubauer has served on the Court of Appeals for over a decade and has been chief judge since 2015. She also announced she has already been endorsed by more than 150 current and former state judges, including 18 from the Court of Appeals. The election is next April. Judge Neubauer lives in Racine with her husband, Jeff Neubauer, a former state legislator and currently the executive director of Higher Expectations for Racine County. Her daughter, Greta, is currently serving in the state assembly. The two Democrats running for Congress in the 1st District played a little defense at a 90-minute forum last night at UAW Local 72 headquarters in Kenosha, which drew a crowd of about 300. Randy Bryce talked about recent attention to an old drunk driving charge.
The person I was 20 years ago isn't the same person that's standing here right now. 20 years ago, I had gone through removal of cancer, and I was told by the surgeon, you're not going to have any kids. 11 years ago, I had a son that was born. He's changed everything about my life.
Kathy Myers addressed questions about the propriety of a homestead tax credit she received from Illinois while living in Wisconsin.
This was done by a tax professional. I have since had it looked over again by another tax professional who said that it was fine and that we're okay, that it was an appropriate use of a tax credit.
Bryce and Myers will compete in the August 14th primary for the right to challenge the Republican primary winner in November and seek to replace Paul Ryan. Republican candidate Brian Stile reports raising more than $650,000 in just over 2 months since he got into the race. His campaign also reports $615,000 cash on hand. Stile is endorsed by his former boss, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who is retiring after this term. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole met for a second time to go over past agenda requests that were never scheduled, have already been dealt with, or are obsolete given the passage of time. One involved a housing project proposal at 615 Marquette Street, and the other was a discussion about mortgage rights on the formerly named Machinery Row properties. City Attorney Scott Letney explained the city has ownership, referenced the Machinery Row, now Water Street Development buildings, and the issue is not related to ongoing litigation. He also said the 615 Marquette former House of Fear site simply had the developer back away.
There was a developer that wanted to essentially turn that into a housing project. That developer has decided it doesn't make sense financially and backed out. I don't believe there's anything else pending. That's what this item was about.
The Committee of the Whole voted in favor of eliminating both items for any further discussion. Alderman Kerry Glenn opposed because of the Machinery Row relocation lawsuit. Bids are now being accepted on 28 parcels in Kenosha County in a tax deed property auction. Sealed bids will be accepted through 12:45 p.m. Monday, July 30th. They'll be opened at 1 o'clock that day in the clerk's office in the County Administration Building on 56th Street. Opening bids for the properties range from $1,500 to $50,000. Of the 28 parcels up for auction, 18 are vacant land, 8 contain a house or duplex, and 2 are commercial buildings. All will be sold as is and were taken by the county for back taxes. Opening bid amounts were set by the county board's Finance and Administration Committee, and bids below those amounts must be rejected by state law. This is the second time the county has put such properties up for auction in an effort to return them to the tax rolls. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.